The strikes hit hardest in southern states. The state of Kerala, ruled by the Left Democratic Front Party, was completely shut down. Other locations like New Delhi and Mumbai were less hard hit, with services remaining uninterrupted.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Emery Mort, Tony Longshanks, Al Khan, and Martin Dodge. The producer is Lisa Loving. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News. Our engineer is Wesley Sayway. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Kanan Schlesinger.
And I'm Emery Mort. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on Wednesday Talk Radio, host Paul Rowland speaks with our Children's Trust lead attorney Julia Olson and youth plaintiff Kelsey Juliana about their legal challenge to the fossil fuel industry, government agencies, and federal climate and energy policy. At 9, on Political Perspectives, host Linda Olson Osterlund interviews Rachel Mirapal, attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, about the recent reinstatement of their lawsuit against the Bureau of Prisons for the assignment of prisoners to secretive units called CMUs. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio. And at 11, The Bike Show speaks with two local bike adventurists, Jasmine Reese and Spencer Harding, about what they did this summer. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Good night, Kanan.
Good night, Emery. Good night, Wesley.
Good night.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Last week, Portland Harbor Community Advisory Group Secretary Barbara Quinn talked with KBOO and offered her group's stance on the current state of the Willamette River cleanup process.
Barbara, why don't you tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do in the organization?
Well, our organization is the Portland Harbor Community Advisory Group, and we're a group of citizens, residents and community activists and also citizen organization representatives throughout Portland that have been working with the EPA and the DEQ and our business stakeholders since the year 2000, about 2001 actually, on the Superfund for the Lower Willamette.
You and your organization have been concerned and working on this issue for now almost 16 years. Is that right?
That is correct. And we have several members who started out on the organization in 2001. It's a huge volunteer commitment. They've been actually volunteers for close to 16 years.
And speak to someone who's just learning about this issue. What is the bare bones of what you do? And also why it's important right now, what's happening right now?
I can speak to why it's important right now. We have a public comment period on the EPA's proposed plan for the cleanup, and the public comment period's been 90 days. It started on June 9th, and it will end on September 6th. So this is a very important part of this whole process. This is really the culmination of the 16 years of study and discussion, negotiation. And this is the only opportunity the community really has to weigh in on this plan. This is the main opportunity the community has. It's not the only one, because we will continue, the CAG will continue after the record of decision is made. But this is a hugely important part of this process because the community are the largest stakeholders in the river, in the health of the river. We all should be concerned about it because if the river's not healthy, the people of Portland are not healthy. If pollution can escape into the air, and we have some recent studies that show that PCBs can, and they're blown around by the wind, everyone in Portland could be affected by PCBs from the lower Willamette River. We, as a group, as a citizen group, have taken the position that we need to do more removals than the EPA is suggesting in their proposed plan. They are suggesting only an 8% removal.
Great. I want to jump in right there because I'm reading in one newspaper today that, so you're saying that your group wants the cleanup to be more extensive than what the EPA has required. And I'm reading in the newspaper, the Portland Tribune, that some of the polluters, the companies, they don't want the EPA to even be allowed to regulate their process. They want to do it alone, and they want to do it for less money than the EPA says it should cost. So do you have any information on that that the public should know about?
Yes. We don't need the fox guarding the hen house. If the polluters, the people who are doing disposal of chemical waste, industrial waste, irresponsibly or at least haphazardly, are put in charge of the process, I don't think that we're going to get a clean river at all. I don't think we're going to take one step towards a clean river. Frankly, the EPA is absolutely necessary in this process because they actually have authority to require these businesses to do right. And the businesses are not interested in, they're more interested in their bottom line than they are in community concerns about a clean river. But it's really important that we have that third party, the EPA, and actually it's really important to have the community advisory, the citizen representatives in this process, overseeing this whole process. These folks should not be in charge of regulating themselves. We've seen that with some of the local businesses here in Portland and the DEQ, that some of these businesses have been allowed to send emissions into the air in what we citizens consider a fairly irresponsible manner, and that is exactly and precisely what is happening with our river.
Right. Am I correct when I say that this portion of the river is a Superfund site? It's one of the most complexly polluted waterways in the entire country. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's one of the biggest sites. And it's one of the most complex sites.
And so we've had this 15, 16-year process of negotiations, studies between commissioned by different groups, the polluters, the EPA, et cetera. And they've now come to a sort of agreement. So the polluters have obviously worked in their own best interest trying to limit the amount of cleanup that they need to do because it's going to cost them a lot of money, and not all of them did it with ill intention or do it with ill intention. It runs the gamut. But here we are in 2016,
right?
And there's a lot of cleaning that needs to be done. And there's already been a negotiation that groups like yours are a little bit on the side of, like, even now the settlement that we've gotten is not that friendly for the river. And now talk about what some of the companies want to do now. So these companies and organizations want the cleanup to be overseen by the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ, than the federal EPA. That's correct, right?
That is what I understand from this article in the Tribune today, and that's very disappointing. Very disappointing.
So in your experience, the EPA, so basically these companies, they don't want the EPA, you know, managing their business. They say, we're eager to do the cleanup. We're going to get in there and dredge our local area. And we don't want the EPA oversight. And if there's too much oversight, then we're just going to have to start bringing lawsuits. And it's going to, the cleanup's going to get delayed for decades longer. So they're essentially threatening lawsuits.
That's correct. So, and this is not new. They've been threatening lawsuits all along. And, you know, my fear with this whole thing is that it's going to become a game of lawyers.
Right.
And I hope that we have enough community-minded large businesses on this stretch of the river that they understand that people have a right to a clean river, and that if they are asked to go back and clean up the mess that they have made, they do not need to drag things out with the lawsuits. It is very bad public relations, as far as I'm concerned, as far as we're concerned, and threatening to sue if to get your way is not really the way to do it. And these businesses should know better than that. One would hope that they would not simply act as bullies. And I take very big issue with some of the things that I read in that article today. I was not very impressed.
I can understand why. One little factoid is that the EPA estimates the cleanup for one particular area to be to run like $200 to $300 million, and then the group that wants to clean up that spot is saying, who has said all along, oh, the EPA, it's actually going to cost way more than the EPA is saying it's going to cost. It's going to cost us way too much money. Now they're saying, oh, just let us do it. We can clean it up for $100 million. So it's
well,
kind of like
that. The problem is what takes a lot of money is the actual maintenance and oversight and monitoring after the actual cleanup. And I don't know if these folks are figuring that in. They so desire to have a one-time cost and then call it good.
Right.
And I understand that they would like that, and that's great if you would like that. But the problem is with these kinds of large, complex cleanups, you have to do a lot of monitoring. And it's only fair to the community stakeholders, and it's only fair to the people downriver from us, especially the Lower Columbia and the Native American tribes that depend on the Lower Columbia for fish and other things, to make sure that this cleanup is effective with monitoring. And monitoring, it costs a lot. And we are asking that some of those jobs that are coming with this cleanup over time, the monitoring work and as much of that work that can be kept local, these jobs should be kept local, because the damage to our folks, our residents, have been local. So we think that to do a good job, let's look to the EPA. They've done this before. They've done it in other parts of the country. They have good consultants. They know what they're doing, far more trustworthy than the businesses who really don't really believe in a cleanup and have shown that throughout this 16-year process in numerous ways. And we can't have them in charge of the cleanup.
Great. That answers one of my other questions, which was, does the EPA really have the machinery, the infrastructure, the people, the program, the plan in place to actually lead this cleanup? Because through the article, some of these spokespeople for the companies are kind of hinting that, like, you know, oh, we don't want to be managed from the EPA, from DC. We want to have our own Oregon people helping us do this cleanup. And obviously that can be what you're kind of saying is the EPA has done very complex sites in other places,
right?
And they know how to do this, and
they're local. We have a Region 10. They're local to Oregon and Washington. We have environmental engineers who have several at the EPA that we've worked with over the last 16 years who know every bit, practically every inch of this site, everything about it. And they're have very valuable insight and knowledge about this site. And we would like to see them, we'd like to see them do a little bit more, but we would like to see them in charge of and overseeing this cleanup. And we want our citizens to also be overseeing the cleanup, because once again, we need some kind of counterbalance here. We cannot put the fox in charge of the hen house. And EPA has authority. They have federal authority. DEQ does not have authority.
Mm.
They do not have authority. They cannot, by law, require these people to do the right thing. They can suggest it. They can strongly suggest it. But it's not, they don't have the authority that EPA has. And it's no surprise to me that these companies don't want that kind of authority over them.
Yeah, we need a cleanup plan that has some teeth, that if you don't do the thing, you're going to be held accountable to law. And you're going to have
That's
to
correct.
Essentially go to court. If you want to shirk your responsibilities, you're going to need to get legal approval of that. And so, yeah, we do need teeth on that. I want to remind our listeners, my name is Emery Mort. I'm talking with Barbara Quinn. She's with Portland Harbor CAG, a citizen group. Uh-huh. And we've been talking about the Superfund cleanup of the Willamette River. There's a lot of pollution there. There's been a 16-year process of trying to hammer out an agreement of how to clean it up. So people can go to portlandharborcag.info to find addresses, both internet and written, through which you can voice your opinion. And I agree with you. I think it's hugely important that it sounds like people can really move the needle. A lot of these decisions are going to come down to, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's going to come down to the EPA being able to hold its ground and enforce a full cleanup, or them kind of giving in and saying, well, there's not enough support for this, so we'll let these groups clean it up on their own, and we'll let them basically pick their own regulators to hold them accountable.
Right. That would not be good. I know I did not participate in this process for the last 10 years in order to see the fox put in charge of the chicken house. That's not what I would like to see. I think we deserve a clean river, and an entirely clean Willamette River, not just a partially clean Willamette River in certain areas, but an entirely clean Willamette River. I think the people of Portland want that and should have that. And it's a matter of equity, for one thing, but it's also a matter of if someone damages the commons, they need to fix it. And these companies, many of these companies, these 150 companies that are potentially responsible, have the dollars, have done quite nicely here on the lower Willamette, and have the dollars to do it and do it correctly.
Barbara Quinn of Portland Harbor CAG, I want to thank you and your organization for your work, and thank you so much for being on the air with us here at KBOO.